So basically, just two updates on the status of MRO. Well, as you know, at this stage, we have our PO recognition. We have met the department, met with them probably now about 3 weeks ago. So I suppose the offshoot of that is they were giving us an outline on, I suppose, the criteria that we have to reach to continue on our path. Basically, it was a beneficial meeting for us and also for them. I would have said it's a new thing for them as well, dealing with a new PO. The offshoot of that is that we are meeting up again with the department in the next week or two to do a workshop, and that will be open to the MRO board will be part of that. Really and truly, the benefit of that, Tom, would be the fact that we have different representatives from different islands. So, you know, the community leaders and the community reps on the board of MRO can relay, you know, part of what, you know, I suppose we're being told as well on the workshop and on the learning curve and what to expect and the challenges that we face and will react to. So that's ongoing, Tom.
You're also part of the Brexit Seafood Task Force group. What's happening there for the IMRO situation and the islands?
We're part of the task force on the Brexit talks, on the Brexit fallout. Of our board members, Enda Keneally is representing IMRO on that. We're going to be feeding into that process. I suppose one of the things that's be very important for us, and, you know, we can only speak for the sector that we represent, but that on this occasion, that we're not left behind. And what I mean by that is that it's not just those higher up the food chain, more established members or maybe bigger pelagic boats, that any fallout or any sort of compensation that's coming is that it's fed down the whole way rather than just going to the top layer or the top few layers. I suppose we wanted to get our speak in on that, Tom, that sometimes it can be left behind. So it's just to be at the table is great for us. The initial stage is that, you know, I think we're at the right place at the right time going forward. And listen, as far as IMRO concerned, it's all new challenges for us now. That, you know, we have a recognition that new challenges and new goals and the goals will, you know, obviously change as we get more familiar with what we're doing and I suppose responsibilities on us as a PO. So yeah, it's all good, Tom. You know, we're delighted, I suppose, just on the recognition part of it, and you know, I suppose we have to thank the department and the minister for recognising, and we look forward to working with them.
So there's a good response really from IMRO, such that you're happy that you have been recognised.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, there was a lot of hoops to jump through, but yeah, and I think the benefits of it, Tom, will be felt, you know, down the track. You know, initially, I suppose a lot of our members would be saying, well, what does it really mean? And it's a very hard question to answer, but ultimately, what I would love to see is increased money in fishermen's pockets, you know, whether it be through marketing or through different maybe avenues that we can tap into. You know, it's good to have that voice, Tom. And again, we're finding our feet as well, and I think that has to be recognised. We're finding our feet as a PO, and as I said previously, you know, finding our feet and knowing our responsibilities, not just to the sector, but also to our members. And that's, you know, we look forward to that challenge. We'll be setting out a marketing plan for IMRO going forward. And what we will be doing is, in the coming weeks, we will be liaising with our members on a regional basis. So what we have planned, Tom, is after our workshop with the department, is that we will be doing regional meetings. So the four regions being Cork, Galway, Mayo and Donegal. We'll be tapping into our members and just briefing them on what comes out of the workshop and the plans going forward. So we will be organising regional meetings in the coming weeks.